It's Thursday, August 22, 2024.
We deserve leaders who acknowledge the threats, heck, the existence of climate change.
Climate change and climate action woven into the Democratic National Convention. 99% of Americans have been affected by extreme weather just since May. Plus,
from heat waves and hurricanes to fires and floods, this year the U.S. has already seen $19 billion disasters.
Buckle up. 2024 is second only to 2023 for billion-dollar weather disasters so far this year.
I'm buckled up. All of those stories and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
And thank you for the beautiful weather, Chicago. It's been a little rough on Capitol Hill, where it's not just the heat, it's the stupidity.
Well done, Mr. Raskin. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, after years and years of screaming at your television whenever the national conventions were on, asking them to talk about climate change, looks like you finally got your wish.
Yes, at the lively and rollicking Democratic National Convention in Chicago this week, climate change and the environment have been woven into the fabric of the event. As we go to air, Vice President Kamala Harris is still slated to speak on Thursday night, but overall, the conventions of the two major political parties have highlighted the chasm of difference between them on climate change and environmental issues. Polls for years show the vast majority of voters want the federal government to act on climate change, increase the use of renewable energy, and decrease the burning of fossil fuels that cause climate change. But at the Republican National Convention last month, climate change was invisible as Republicans pledged to increase the burning of fossil fuels and repeal pollution regulations. And the GOP's Project 2025 explicitly calls to, quote, eradicate all mentions of climate change throughout the federal government the next time Republicans gain power.
Well, that'll solve it.
On the other hand, at the Democratic National Convention, President Biden focused on the historic climate successes of his administration and congressional Democrats, achieved despite entrenched opposition from Republicans and the powerful fossil fuel industry. He made the economic case for climate action and how Democrats' policies have generated a renewable energy jobs boom.
Right now, we're giving America an infrastructure decade, not week. We're modernizing our roads, our bridges, our ports, our airports, our trains, our buses, removing every lead pipe from schools and homes so every child can drink clean water. We passed the most significant climate law in the history of mankind. Cutting carbon emissions in half by 2030. Launching a climate corps, creating tens of thousands of jobs for young people of the future who are going to make sure this continues. Creating hundreds of thousands of jobs in clean energy for American workers.
And at the DNC, climate and environmental action have been part of nearly every speech.
Protecting the planet from climate change.
Letting polluters destroy our planet is radical.
She will expand investments in clean energy so that my generation will have clean air and good jobs.
The earth is not red or blue. The earth is sick and we must protect it.
We deserve leaders who acknowledge the threats, heck, the existence of climate change.
We can heal a planet in peril. We can heal the land.
Of course, the stakes and the costs have never been higher. As man-made climate change fuels a stark increase in extreme weather, NOAA announced that as of the end of July, the U.S. has already endured 19 separate billion-dollar weather and climate disasters, from heat waves and hurricanes to fires and floods. Between 2019 and 2023, extreme weather disasters cost the U.S. more than $600 billion. The Union of Concerned Scientists has found that just since May, 99% of the country's population has been affected by extreme weather alerts. Many of those alerts have overlapped, meaning millions of people have faced multiple hazards at once. And finally, a new analysis from Yale Climate Connections this week projects that intensifying extreme weather events coupled with the growing insurance crisis are likely to cause significant economic and political disruption in the U.S. over the next 15 years.
You just had to throw that in, didn't you?
Yep.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. The GNR will be off next week until after the Labor Day holiday. We hope you have a safe, a peaceful, and a cool one. Until then, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. What a way to save our souls this end.